Mojo in the Morning phone scams. Taking advantage of vulnerable, innocent people who were set up by their friends. Time to get new friends. Channel 955.
Hello?
Yes, let's see, ma'am. I got an address on my invoice here, but I got a smudge and I can't really read it. Are you at 490 Road?
I am. Who's calling?
This is Bob. I'm just about a possum's jump up the road from your house, ma'am. I'm due to drop off my shipment in about 30 minutes. I just got a little confused with the address on this invoice. You know, I think the gal in the office didn't bother to put her donut down when she was handling the paperwork. So, I got your address here, but it's got a little glaze and jelly filling on it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm delivering the 2004 Heritage Softail Classic. It's a nice one, too. 1450 cc's and a staggered shorty dual exhaust. She's a beauty. You got good taste.
What is that?
A Harley-Davidson motorcycle, ma'am.
I didn't order a motorcycle.
Is this D-Han on Road in Westland?
That's my husband.
Well, of course, he ordered the bike, or else you wouldn't have financed all $18,005 of it.
What? How much was it?
$18,005, ma'am.
And he paid for it?
Well, you're going to ask me a lot of questions here I'm not paid to answer, but I can tell you that the invoice says it's paid in full. You just owe me $420 freight, you know, for the delivery. This must be some bike he actually went and special ordered it from Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Look, I don't know anything about this, so why don't you do me a favor, right? Give me your phone number. I'll call you back. I need to get in touch with him first, okay?
Okay, ma'am, but I'm just about 15 minutes from your house now.
All right,
and
just hang tight because I need to speak to him before you come, all right?
Well, I'm just dropping this thing off. That's my job.
I understand, but
you could talk to him, you could do whatever you want, but I have other loads to do.
Okay, well, as far as I know, we didn't order this, and as far as I'm concerned, we're not keeping it, okay?
Oh, well, there's no returning this thing, little lady. It's got custom wheels, custom chrome. This bike's no good to us now.
What are you talking about? He got it with a credit card, right?
He financed it through our finance company. It's your baby, little mama.
Look, can you just give me your number and I'm going to call him.
Man, there's no use yelling at me. Don't get me upset because I have a condition.
All right. Well, listen, just give me your number. I need to talk to him. I don't know anything about it.
Well, you can talk to him later. I'm dropping this thing off.
No, we're not keeping this thing. You don't understand.
I'm 12 minutes away from your house. You just gave birth to an 800-pound hog. It's yours.
He didn't okay it with me. We're not keeping it, okay? So just give me your number. I'll call you back.
You seem just a little upset.
Yeah, I'm really upset.
Yeah, let's agree on that. I didn't mean to get your panties in a knot here, Ms. But
don't disrespect me, okay? I don't want the bike. We didn't order it. We want it back to the factory.
I don't take things back to the factory. You ordered it. It's financed.
Well,
it's paid for.
And have them take it back to the factory.
Okay, that's your doing. You just have a check for 400.
I will take care of it because we're not keeping this bike, okay? You understand?
Ma'am, I'm leaving it in your driveway. You could sign for it if you want, but I just need a check for $420 for the delivery.
Look, I'm not giving you a cent, okay?
All right, let's not have you take your anger out on me just because your husband obviously doesn't respect you as a person.
Excuse me? Look, I don't appreciate you talking to me this way, okay? And you're not bringing the bike over, and you can call your manager, your dispatcher, whoever gave you this order. We're not paying for it.
We don't take them back. It's a custom build, man. This thing is ordered and done.
Well, maybe they can find someplace else to sell it, because we're not buying it.
You know what they say, people in glass houses sink ships, but what I'm saying is you need to make the calls. I'm dropping it in your driveway and leaving.
All right, I don't even know what you're talking about, okay? Just call your main factory person and tell them we don't accept the order.
Is this the home of D?
Yes, it is.
And you live on Road in Westland.
That's right, but it's not me that ordered it, and he's not here to accept
it. I don't care who ordered it. This is the address, and that's who I'm dropping it off with.
Look, you're not coming here. I'm not going to answer the door. I'm not going to accept it.
Well, ma'am, it's too late for that. I'm turning down Ford Road, so I'll be seeing you in about 15 minutes, okay?
So how far are you away from her house?
Well, the clock is ticking. She's right now probably frantically dialing her husband, who shouldn't be answering his phone.
And coincidentally enough, her husband won't be answering the phone because he's on with us right now. Dan, are you there?
Yeah.
Should we call her back and let her in on the phone scam?
I think so.
All right, Dan, you really wanted this thing? Was this like a dream gift of yours?
You know, I've always wanted one since I was a kid. And, you know, now that, you know, I'm kind of getting up there, yeah, I think this is my time. You know, I need it now.
Well, you know, before you go buying a Harley Davidson, you better make sure there's enough money left over to buy a divorce lawyer.
After her reaction, I guarantee you, you're not getting a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. We're going to call up now. Remember, we're not going to be here on this one. I want you to have some fun and see what she says, okay?
Okay.
And don't be surprised if she lays into you pretty bad.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, honey, have you been calling me?
Yeah. Dan?
Yeah.
What's going on? Did you order a motorcycle?
My cell phone's going off.
What?
My cell phone's been going off. What's going on?
Did you order a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Did you buy a motorcycle?
Yeah, I told you I was going to do
no,
that.
No, you didn't tell me. You didn't tell me you were going to spend $18,000 on a motorcycle. We don't have that money. And if we do, we can certainly use it for other things besides a motorcycle. You totally didn't discuss this with me, and I'm not accepting it.
But I've been kind of telling you that, you know, I need it. You know, I'm getting up there now. It's something
Dan,
I want, and
we're not taking it. I can't believe you're such an idiot that you would buy something without talking to me first, and then not even be home when the stupid guy calls to deliver it.
It's there?
The guy's on his way. I told him not to come. He's not coming.
No.
You need to find a way to... You know, how to get a refund on this. Because according to this guy, there's no refunds because you got it custom made or something.
Look, I don't nitpick every purchase that you make either. I mean, look, we got a treadmill now. We got a treadmill now. You wanted that. That was fine. I said, okay. You know.
I mean, we can't afford it. That's the bottom line. It doesn't matter what you've been telling me. We can't buy it. And I don't know how you think you're going to pay for this.
Ma'am, if I could jump in, he needs this bike like you need that treadmill.
Listen, shut up.
This is the Mojo in the Morning Show, and Beth, you've just been phone scammed.
What?
We got you, baby. We got you.
You're live on the radio.
This is a joke?
Yes.
Sorry.
You better be sorry, because you were going to be in the doghouse.
Yeah.
At least I have a motorcycle.
There's no motorcycle on their way to your house. We're just kidding. It's a phone scam.
Dan told us to phone scam you.
You are such an a-hole.
Oh man, you got your work cut out for you tonight, my friend.
Hey, since you're already in trouble, you might as well go get the motorcycle.
We will scam you.
Channel 955. When you hear a phone scam, you know you're waking up with Mojo in the Morning.
Channel 955.